Just one halakha. Happened a case, and happens unfortunately, people pass away before the Yom Tov. Now, if somebody passes away before the Yom Tov of Shavuot, this year, for example, Shavuot was on a Wednesday. So let's say somebody passes away on Erev Yom Tov, passes away on Tuesday. So of course they bury and they sit for a few minutes or an hour or so before the Yom Tov. And once the Yom Tov comes in, the Yom Tov breaks the Gezerah of Shiva'ah. That means whatever the laws that apply during the first 7 days, one does not have to keep the entire 7 day rules. The Yom Tov itself breaks the 7 days, meaning normally the people sit for 7 days. They have to leave their garments ripped for 7 days. They cannot bathe for 7 days. Those are just some of the laws. Once the Yom Tov comes, all the Gezerah of the Shiva'ah is broken. And that applies also to Shavuot. But Maran in Siman Tav Kuf Memchet in Seif Yud Gimel has a very big chidush. He says Sha'ah achat lefnei atzeret hashuva kezayin. That 1 hour before Shavuot is considered like 7. The atzeret and the holiday itself, the first day of Shavuot, kevan she'im lo ekrim korbanot atzeret ba'atzeret. Since if a person did not bring the korbanot of Shavuot on Shavuot, yesh lo tashlumim kol shiv'a, you still have 7 days to bring the korban, even after Shavuot. Hashuv kezayin. So Shavuot day itself is considered another 7. So therefore, he has 7 already in his pocket going into the Hag. After the first day, he has another 7. Because Shavuot itself, even though it's 1 day, it has a din of 7. Because there's 7 days of Teshlumin. So that means now already he has in his pocket 14 days. You're going to ask yourself, what's the benefit to have in his pocket 14 days? Because there's laws that apply the first 30 days of Avelut. For example, the first 30 days of Avelut, a person would not be allowed to take a haircut. A person would not be allowed to shave. Once the first day of Shavuot passes, we consider it as if he's holding by day 14. And therefore he only needs 16 more days in order to finish the laws of Shiloshim. And the second day of Shavuot is already considered as 1 day towards the 16. Although the second day of Shavuot in Chutz La'aretz we treat as Kodesh, but it's Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyot. So technically, after the 2 days of Shavuot in Galuyot, he only has to count 15 more days, and then he's out of the dinim of Shloshim. Of course, when it comes to making the actual Arayat that we have, we wait 30 days regular. That's an inyan of the Neshama, it's a 30-day count regardless. We don't cut corners by taking 7 and another 7. That's a din in 30. Masha'en ken, when it comes to the rules of 30, person would have to only wait 15 days after the Shavuot is over in Galuyot, or 16 days in Eretz Yisrael. And that's Maran's Lashon. Sha'ah achat lefnei atzeret hashuva kezayin. Ve'atzeret, kevan she'im lo ekrim korbanot atzeret ba'atzeret yesh lo tashlumin kol shiv'ah, hashuv keshiv'ah. Harei yud-dalet, u'mashlim aleihem yud-vav. Ve'yom bet shel atzeret, oleh leminyan ha'yud-vav.